I'm delighted that he acknowledged that at the committee meeting, and I'm sure that he will look at that thoroughly to look at the possibility of making savings of 2.2 million, which will make it easier for the management and the finances at Letterkenny General Hospital. The key job and the key challenge for management at the hospital is to ensure that we try to hold on to as many services as we possibly can, and this is an opportunity for the minister to meet everybody involved. And as the minister did state at the committee meeting, he is very aware of the good work and the excellent work that's going on at Letterkenny, the wide range of services, and our job on Thursday is to meet with management to look at the books and also to look at how we can deliver and continue delivering the services going into the future at Letterkenny.
Are we effectively then looking at Letterkenny Regional Hospital sooner rather than later?
That would be my goal. As a politician, I've always laid down Letterkenny Hospital as a marker before any election and how we can work and build upon the excellent services that we do have. And if there's common sense solutions to turning private beds from the non-regional status into regional status, and if there's savings and money can be made there, I'm sure Dr. Riley will look at that. We also have to be very cognizant of the fact that Letterkenny, even though it may not be classified as regional, it acts as a regional hospital. It has a wide geographical remit in terms of patient service, and we have to ensure that we continue to deliver upon that.